Quality home decor items and accessories at Rosebank's Rooftop Market. Warm up to glamour with a vibrant medley of fabrics, furnishings and gorgeous finishing touches. From lighting and window treatments to art rugs, throws and time-honored antique treasures. Discover this season's trendiest decor finds every Sunday at the Rooftop Market, where life meets style at the Mall of Rosebank. Just gone 10 o'clock.
This is Eyewitness News.
It's around 15 degrees in Joburg. Good morning, I'm Lebohang Tate. One person has died and three others have been injured in an accident on the East Rand. A taxi and a car collided on the N17 in Springs this morning. The Matrix Road Safety Foundation's Paul Nell.
After the collision, the minibus rolled into the felt. Patients were then ejected. The emergency services are on the scene with a cleanup. The FAP has just arrived and the patients have been taken to hospital by various ambulance services.
Eugene Terblanche's family says it's just murder accused Chris Mahlangu didn't take the stand when he had the chance. Mahlangu and a 17-year-old boy are accused of killing the former AWB leader on his farm outside Ventersdorp 2 years ago, allegedly over a pay dispute. Mahlangu claims he acted in self-defense because he was abused and sodomized. Tara Blanche's brother Andre says if the 17-year-old is acquitted because no forensic evidence can link him to the crime, they will appeal. The AA has criticized government for not giving the public enough time to have their say on the proposed legislation on e-tolling. The Transport Department has called for public comment on the proposed regulations, which include giving employees of roads agency SANRAL the same powers as traffic police. The AA's Gary Ronald says the deadline is on Monday.
In this instance, it was cut down to 20 days, including the Easter holiday. It is far less than 20 days. This is really, really, again, probably against what is acceptable in terms of South African law.
And Mel Gibson has been plunged into fresh controversy after being accused of shelving a photo.